When Halftail moved out of earshot, a young badger chained next to Matameo whispered,
"That's Halftail. Watch him, he's a cruel one. My name is Orma from the West Plains. What's yours?"
"Matameo, son of Matthias, the Red Wall Warrior."
"Oh, so you're the one that Slagar was after."
"Slagar?"
"Yes, the sly one, the hooded fox,"
Orma explained.
"This lot are a band of slave traders, though where they're taking us I don't know."
"Oh, where am I? Take these chains off me. I want to go home."
It was Cynthia Bankvole. She had just awakened, chained to the other side of Orma. Three Claws came hurrying over. He thrust his villainous face right up against Cynthia's tearful whiskers.
"One more peep out of you, Missy, and I'll really give you something to cry about. Now cut out the whimpering!"
Cynthia struck dumb with terror. Slagar came back, came bounding in the broken south window, the silken hood plastered wetly against his muzzle. He shook himself vigorously, showering rainwater about him.
"By the claw, it's bouncing down in torrents out there. Still, all the better for us. If we get going fast, then there'll be no tracks to cover. They won't know which direction we've taken. On the other side of the leaf, that lot at Redwall will have been wakened by this downpour, so we can't afford to hang around. The false trail to the north should keep them busy for a while. Deadnose and Fengal have taken the cart up that way. Then they'll circle around and meet us in the forest south of here."
Bagai lounged in a pew.
"What if they don't, Chief? Suppose they miss us? That would have there's a big place, you know."
The face beneath the hood seemed to grin.
"Well, hard luck on them. It'll mean bigger shares for all of us."
Bagai had to think about it for a moment. Then he gave a slow smile.
"Am I? So it will."
A long-running chain was brought out, and the prisoners were made to stand as it was run through their manacled front paws and locked at either end. Matameo found himself standing between Orma and Tess. Tim and Sam were behind them. Slagar paced the line, checking links and shoving the captives into place. Satisfied that everything was in order, he pulled forth a strange-looking weapon and began twirling it about. It was a short wooden handle from which ran three braided leather thongs, and at the end of each thong hung a round metal ball. They whirled and clacked sharply as he manoeuvred them expertly.
"I am Slagar the Cruel. You are my slaves now."
The silk sucked against his face as he spoke.
"When I say walk, you walk. If I say run, you run. If I decide you may live, then you will live. If I take it into my head that you may not live, then I will see to it that you die. If ever you should get the chance to escape or make a run for it, my little toy here will bring you back."
The fox swung the weapon and hailed us. Flailing viciously, it wrapped itself around an oak upright at the end of some pews. The three metal balls slammed hard into the timber, snapping it off like a dead twig. As Fleabag retrieved the weapon, Slagar shrugged carelessly at the captives.
"If you had any back legs left at all after my little toy hit you, I'd have to dump you in the nearest ditch, because a slave that is crippled for life isn't much use to anyone."
Matameo swallowed hard. The cruel one clearly meant every word he said. Slagar turned to his aides.
"Three Claws, Half Tail, we strike south. Keep 'em moving fast. I want a day and a night's forced march to put as much distance as we can between us and Redwall. Wartclaw, Tornia, bring up the rear. If it stops raining, then cover our trail. Use your canes if they start hanging back or turning the waterworks on. Right, quick, march!"
The door was pushed aside as the straggling column made its way out into the torrents of rain that shook the leaves of every tree in Mossflower Woods.
This ends Disc 2.